This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have come to that point in 2020 where comparisons can be made between a life-saving global immunization program and weird frozen ice cream balls. Maddie Bender wrote about Dippin' Dots and corona vaccines for Popular Science. Maddie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kai. Thanks for having me.
So look, for those who are unfamiliar, what are Dippin' Dots?
Well, Dippin' Dots are essentially ice cream, but much, much colder. They're these little round pelletized dots that melt in your mouth when you eat them. And they were actually invented by a microbiologist who was initially working on animal feed thought, why don't I apply this same technology to ice cream to create a unique product?
Wow. I don't know if I'd have gone from animal feed to ice cream, but okay. But anyway, so the similarity here, the joint point between these vaccines and this ice cream-like substance, and I say that just because I've had them and they're a little odd, is the extreme cold temperature, right? Explain that a little bit.
Completely. So because of how Dippin' Dots are created, which is they're put in liquid nitrogen and made super, super cold, you need to keep them at a very cold temperature. These vaccines, the ones produced by Pfizer and Moderna, also have to be kept at a super cold temperature. Because of that, both Dippin' Dots and now these vaccine distributors have had to create what's called a cold chain.
Right. So let's dig into that a little bit, because that's the, you know, logistics and marketplace slice of these things. Dippin' Dots is manufactured here in California, sold at baseball stadiums and sports arenas and everywhere else around the country. They have to keep them cold. They do it with dry ice, much like these manufacturers of vaccines are going to have to do, right?
Yeah. So Dippin' Dots needs to be stored at least at negative 49 degrees Fahrenheit. But it's not an easy process. Dry ice can be dangerous. You need to wear gloves when you're handling it because it can cause burns. And then in addition, it can go quickly from solid to gas form and take up the space that oxygen normally would.
Right, which is why the FAA had to grant special waivers for airplanes. Obviously, it becomes a problem in an enclosed space like an airplane. But the thing that hit me out of this article was that dry ice does not last necessarily forever. Approximately like once every 5 days, as these Dippin' Dots are en route, they have to sometimes be met by additional dry ice refrigeration. And so one imagines vaccines might have that same dilemma.
Exactly. Pfizer's actually said that their vaccine can be stored in the containers they put them in, called pizza trays, just because that's what they look like, for up to 30 days. But you need to come in and restock it with dry ice every 5 days. And that presents an additional logistical challenge for the people shipping out and distributing these vaccines.
Did you look at all these vaccine stories and say, hey, wait a minute, Dippin' Dots is the exact same thing, except, you know, ice cream instead of vaccines?
It actually came up. So I'm in public health school right now, and we were talking about cold chain logistics. And someone brought up, hey, wait a second, doesn't Dippin' Dots also have to be super cold? And that made a lot of sense to me, because growing up, you'd always see Dippin' Dots at kind of these random places. Mm-hmm. So amusement parks and sports stadiums, but you couldn't find them at your local grocery store.
Now, have you ever had Dippin' Dots?
I have.
What do you think? I'm on the record in this interview as thinking they're kind of weird. What do you think?
I also think they're kind of weird. Someone described it in a tweet as chewy, which I think that kind of is the mouthfeel. I do like the cookie dough flavor, though.
Oh, man. Well, you can't go wrong with cookie dough. Maddie Bender writing in Popular Science about the cold chain for Dippin' Dots and what that has to do with life-saving global vaccine preparation. Maddie, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.